Daniel with us this morning.
Oh, have your way today.
The book of Daniel. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glad to have every one of you with us today. Glad to have our visitors with us today. Amen. And glad they could be with us. And we've been joined this morning with some of the young men from upstairs. And they're going to be with us today. And I appreciate them giving us their diligence and attention this morning, and respect for the house of the Lord. Amen. And I told them I'd make them a deal. These young men that came down told them that I would try my best to keep it short today. And I figure you'll appreciate that just as much as they will. Amen. But we need to look at the book of Daniel. Read to you a few verses from the book of Daniel, chapter 6. Book of Daniel, chapter 6 today. Hallelujah. I want to read to you just a few verses here, and we'll look at verse 10, and then we're going to drop down just a little bit farther, okay? Now, when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Let's drop down just a little bit farther. Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before me innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you a little story about a farmer. His farmer had a position come open on his farm, and he needed some help. So he began to interview people that might be able to assist him on his farm. He interviewed a number of different people and just never could find anybody that worked out, until finally there was this short, thin man, middle-aged, sort of like me, that approached the farmer. And he said, I would like to be your farmhand. He said, I tell you this, I'd be a good farmhand. The farmer asked him, well, how good of a farmhand do you think you could be? His only response was, well, he said, I can sleep when the wind blows. I can sleep when the wind blows. Farmer thought, that's not the qualifications I was looking for, but, you know, I'm kind of in a between a rock and a hard spot, so I'll hire you. So he hired the man and put him to work, working on the farm, and things seemed to be going really well. The farmer was pretty well satisfied with what was going on. And so one night, as the farmer was getting ready to lay down, the storm started to kick up. Wind was blowing and lightning was flashing off in the distance, and the farmer jumped up out of the bed and ran over into the barn and to the room where the hired hand was sleeping, and went in there and shook him and said, get up, the wind is blowing and a storm is coming in. Farmhand rolled over and he said, I told you I can sleep when the wind blows. He said, but you don't understand that the hay is going to be scattered across the ground, and the animals are going to break out of their pens, and the farm is going to fall to pieces. Get up, there's a storm coming, and the wind's blowing. And the man said, I told you I can sleep when the wind blows. Farmer got very frustrated, so he ran out. He was going to go try to protect his stacks of hay, and as he ran up, he realized the man had already covered him over with a tarp and had him pinned down to the ground. He went over to the barn, and he saw all the animals who had already been put into the barn, and the door was safely bolted. All the chickens were in the coop. Everything was all settled, battened down for the storm, and then he realized why the man could sleep when the wind blew. Because he had already taken care of it.
Right.
I want to ask you today, can you sleep when the wind blows?
Right.
Can you sleep when the wind blows?
Right.
See, there's something here in the story of Daniel. He came across a very difficult time.
Yes.
Came across a very difficult time. It was kind of a bad day for Daniel.
Right.
Kind of a bad day. He's getting thrown in the lion's den.
Right.
Rawr. I mean, this is not what you expect, you know, to be thrown into the lion's den.
No.
In the evening, you don't expect yourself to be thrown into the lion's den and to have to spend the night with a bunch of lions. That's not what you're expecting to find on a given day. But here Daniel found he woke up to a bad day, had to spend the night in a lion's den. Well, there are many times that we will have bad days in our life. Let's face it, it's just life. It's just life, bad days. How many of you had a bad day yesterday? Some honest people here today. How many of you had a bad day? How many of you had a bad day one day this past week? Let's get more honest people here. You know, how many of you had a bad day over the last month? How many of your bad day lasted all month? I mean, you know, there's times we all have bad days. We all go through bad days. But what I want to ask, can you sleep when the wind blows? The reason why this farmhand could sleep when the wind was blowing is because he'd already taken care of things long before the storm ever got there. He had already settled everything, got it all taken care of long before the wind ever started blowing. Long before the lightning ever started flashing, he had already settled things, amen, and everything was already taken care of. Amen, in our life, what we need to learn is, amen, we need to make sure that everything's taken care of in our life long before the wind blows, and then when the storms of life start raging in our life, amen, we can rest assured that everything is settled and we can find rest in our heart. I believe what Daniel realized, amen, when he was getting ready to go into the lion's den is that he really didn't have to be afraid because he had already taken care of everything long before he ever got into the lion's den. I don't think Daniel had to pray a real quick prayer as they were lowering him down into the lion's den. I don't think Daniel was trying to make some things right as they were lowering him down into the lion's den. I don't believe that Daniel was crying out and saying, oh Lord, have mercy on my soul, while they was lowering him in the lion's den, because he had already taken care of all of that long before his bad day ever got there. Amen. Your bad day is going to come, and things are going to come in your life, and the storms are going to rage. But one thing you need to know, amen, is that you've already taken care of everything long before the storm ever started blowing in your life.
That's right.
Amen. This farmhand could sleep when the wind blew.
Right.
Let's look at the life of Daniel. How could Daniel sleep when the wind blew in his life? How was it that Daniel could find rest in the den of lions? How was it that Daniel could find rest, amen, when the king couldn't sleep? First, it starts off right in the very beginning of the book of Daniel, when we find that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He made a purpose in his life that he was going to live for God and that he was going to do that which was right. Amen. When everybody else was going the opposite direction, Daniel purposed in his life that he was going to live for God. Amen. He had already determined. He had made a determination in his life. I'm going to serve God no matter what everybody else does. I'm going to serve God no matter who else does not serve God. I'm going to live for God no matter what everybody else does. I'm purposing in my heart, I'm not going to defile myself. Man, there's so many people, they live for God when everybody else is. They live for God when they're around church people. They live for God on Sunday when they're in Sunday school. They live for God whenever they're around people, when everybody that they're around is good, godly people. But boy, you get them around people of the world, they start talking different. They start acting different. Amen. They'll laugh at the jokes just like everybody else does. Amen. You need to purpose in your heart and determine now. Amen. I'm going to live for God no matter what anybody else does. Amen. Daniel purposed in his life, no matter where I'm at, I'm going to serve God. It don't matter if I'm in Jerusalem where everybody's serving God. Amen. Or if I'm in Babylon where nobody's serving God and where it's unpopular to serve God, I'm still going to live for the Lord. Amen. Purpose in your heart. Amen. Long before the storm starts blowing. Amen. I'm going to live for God no matter what happens. No matter if I'm in captivity, no matter if I'm in a good day or a bad day, I'm going to live for the Lord. He purposed in his heart. Amen, that he would not defile himself. Make a determination in your life. I am going to serve God. Amen, no matter what's going on in my life. No matter where I'm at. No matter what it costs me. See, Daniel, when he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself, there was a risk involved there. He believed and put faith in that God would honor his commitment to the Lord. And God came through for him. And God was faithful to him. Amen. Let me tell you today, if you will be faithful to God and believe that God will honor your commitment, God will stick with you. Amen. And you will realize that God will be with you in the difficult times. Amen. Daniel not only purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself, but Daniel also purposed that he was going to pray.
Yes, he did. Amen.
The Bible, the verse that I read to you there says, Daniel did pray three times, as he did aforetime. Daniel developed a devotional life with God. He was praying long before the lion's den.
Amen. Yes, he was.
Hear me now this morning. He was praying long before he ever got to the lion's den.
Amen.
Daniel had already prayed and he had already learned the power of prayer. Daniel had already spent his time on his knees before God, praying long before he ever got into the bad day. Daniel had already spent his time in praying and seeking God long before everything started going bad.
Amen.
Isn't it funny how people pray when life really goes sour on them? They really want to start praying. The people that never want to pray, never want to call out on God. The ones that will fall, that when they come down to the altar service, man, they got springs in their knees. It's boom, bow, and they're gone, man. They're back in the back already getting their drink and telling jokes in the foyer. None of you do that around here. But, I mean, places that happens. I mean, people come down, they fall at an altar, and they're back up. They never pray. They never seek God. But, oh, when the bad day comes, they want to call out. They're weeping and crying at an altar. Amen. Daniel had already purposed that he was going to pray long before he ever got to the lion's den. Man, if you want to be able to sleep when the wind blows, amen, learn to pray right now. Amen, learn to get your prayers over with right now. Amen, develop a relationship with God and learn to call out on God on a regular basis each and every day. And then when the wind blows, amen, in your life, you'll find rest in your soul. You will not be nearly as disturbed in your life if you've already been praying. Amen. Learn to pray. Daniel learned to pray. Sister Erica was singing about that this morning. Man, Daniel learned to pray. He prayed for 21 days without an answer.
Yes.
21 days without an answer. And God, it seemed like no answer, no response. But Daniel kept on praying. He purposed in his heart he was going to pray.
Right.
Amen. He had faith to believe that one day God was going to come through and God was going to answer the prayer.
Amen. He was consistent and persistent in his prayer. Amen. When Daniel was faced with the dilemma of interpreting the dreams, amen, Daniel went to prayer. Amen. When Daniel realized his life was on the line, he was already praying. Amen. And when it came down to the lion's den, amen, he had already had his prayer time with God long before they ever started lowering him down into the lion's den. He had already had three prayer meetings in that one day before they ever put him in there with the lions. Amen. If you ever want to find rest in a time of storm in your life, start praying right now today.
Amen.
The reason why the farmhand could sleep when the wind was blowing, amen, was because he had already made preparation long before the storm ever got there. You look around, you see people that face storms in their life. How do they do it? How do they do it? Simply this: they've been making preparation long before the storm ever got there. They had already been living for God. They had already been faithful to the Lord. And they had already been praying long before they ever got into a storm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How can somebody keep their integrity when they're in the middle of a storm? Amen. They made preparation long before the wind ever started blowing. How can somebody live a good, godly, overcoming life? Amen. And even when they're in the midst of a storm and in the tribulation of their life, amen, they were making preparation long before the wind ever started blowing. How can somebody still have joy in their heart? Amen. When their life was falling apart, amen, they made preparation long before the wind ever started blowing. How can you have a joy in your heart? How can you have victory in your soul in the midst of a storm? Start making preparation long before the wind ever starts blowing in your life. Amen. Something else about Daniel. The Bible says that they brought Daniel in, they put him out, dropped him down to the lion's den. And then the king went to his palace and he could not sleep. The king rose up early and he came to Daniel. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? The Lord thou servest continually. Man, you know, Daniel was not one of those Christians that served the Lord only in the tough times. Daniel was not one that just served God in the lion's den. He was, you know, let's face it, there's a number of us that can learn to pray in the corner of a lion's den when our back's to the wall and the ravenous beasts are coming towards us. We can learn how to pray. You better hope that God hears your prayer. Man, you might be surprised how good you can pray when your life is caving in. You might be surprised how good you can pray when your home is falling apart. You might be surprised how good you can pray, amen, when your children are in distress, amen, but I would like to know, God, I want to pray right now, Lord, long before I ever get to the storm. God, I want to know, and Lord, I want to be praying and seeking you long before the wind ever starts blowing in my life. Amen, serve the Lord continually. I believe that Daniel was consistent in his life before the lion's den. Daniel was consistent. He lived for God every day of his life before he ever got into the lion's den. Daniel wasn't serving God on one day and then just kind of out, hanging out the other days, but he continually served the Lord. It didn't matter who the king was. Daniel was serving God. It don't matter. It didn't matter what the conditions were. Daniel still served the Lord. It didn't matter who was with him or who was against him. He still served God. Continually he served the Lord. Before he got in the lion's den,
amen,
he served God.
Yes, he did.
What about you?
Right.
I see so many people many times that are inconsistent in their walk with God. Let me tell you, problems come to every one of us. You know why? Because it's just life. It's just life. Sickness is going to come on every one of us. You know why? It is just life. Problems are going to come up in your life and in your home and in your family. That is just part of life. And you can expect it to come, but right now, amen, long before it ever gets here, amen, I want to have peace in my heart in the midst of a storm. So right now, I'm going to live my life undefiled before God. I want to live pure and holy before God right now, before the storm comes. I want to be praying right now, amen, and have a prayer life developed in my life long before the storm ever gets here. Amen, I want to serve God consistently in my life long before the storm ever gets here. Amen. Then when the clouds roll in, amen, I'll find rest in my soul. Peace in my heart in the midst of a storm. Amen. Can you sleep when the wind blows? Can you sleep when the wind blows? Do you have peace in your heart when the storm comes? Hallelujah. This man had long since made preparation. Daniel, long before the storm ever got there, amen, he was already prepared in his life. Amen. We find Peter in the inner prison. The Bible says he was sleeping. He was going to be killed the next day, but yet he was sleeping. Duh. Man, don't you think you ought to be looking for an escape? Don't you think you ought to be looking for a way out? Don't you think you ought to be looking for an answer? Man, don't you ought to be, trying to saw through the chains, man. You ought to be trying to break free, but Peter was sleeping in the inner prison. Man, I think that Peter had already made preparation long before he ever got into the jailhouse. Peter had made things right long before he ever got into the prison. Amen, that's why he could sleep when the wind blows. Amen, would you stand with me today? Hallelujah.